This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives approves proposal seeking consideration on bill related to promotion of good governance and public service delivery. 500-bed capacity cardiac and diabetes hospital to be constructed at Lahan in Sirar district. Hilly region of the country celebrating Holi, the festival of colors today. District administration offices of Kathmandu Valley call for decent celebrations. And Pakistan army says 300 hostages freed from seized train. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has approved the proposal seeking consideration on the bill to amend some Nepal acts related to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung tabled the bill on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli during yesterday's meeting of the House. In the discussion on the bill, lawmakers emphasized the need to ensure transparency, accountability, impartiality, and inclusiveness to strengthen good governance. Responding to questions raised by lawmakers, Communication Minister Gurung explained that the bill aims to improve public service delivery through an effective governance system. Earlier in the meeting, 5 separate bills were tabled in the House of Representatives seeking consideration on them. The bills introduced include the bill designed to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives, the bill to amend some Nepal acts related to improvement of economic and business environment and promotion of investment, the privatization first amendment bill, the economic procedure and fiscal responsibility first amendment bill, and the bill on amending some Nepal acts related to promotion of good governance and public service delivery. Meanwhile, as per the regulations of the House of Representatives, a question and answer session with the Prime Minister is scheduled for March 20th. Speaker Devraj Khimire confirmed that the session will take place as part of the parliamentary proceedings. As per the cabinet meeting held on Monday, the government has decided to accept a Rs. 256 million grant from Switzerland for the Quality TVET for Youth Project Phase 1, authorizing the Finance Ministry to sign the agreement. Furthermore, the government has granted the formation of a talks team to finalize a subsidized loan from Japan for the Nagdhunga Tunnel project. As chaired by the government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung, an approval of $200 million World Bank grant for strategic roads and trade routes has been granted. Likewise, Bhagirathi Bhattrai Gyawali has been appointed to the Electricity Regulatory Commission and Farinra Raj Pandey as Executive Director of the Tea and Coffee Board. Similarly, the government has formed a Loan Shark Victims Probe Commission led by Baburam Regmi. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on Egyptian President Abdel Fattah Said Hussein Khalil and urged him to take necessary steps for the release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who has been held hostage by Hamas. In a telephone call last evening, Prime Minister Oli urged President Abdel to play a role in the safe and speedy release of Joshi. In response, President Abdel said that his efforts towards that end would continue. During the conversation, Prime Minister Oli also invited President Khalil for the Sagarmatha dialogue to be held in Kathmandu from coming May 16 to 18. Furthermore, various aspects of candidacy at United Nations forums, mutual cooperation, exchange of high-level visits and expansion of mutual relations between the two countries were discussed on the occasion. A 500-bed cardiac and diabetes care hospital will be built in Lahan Municipality 4 of Siraha within the next 5 years. Dr. Sanjay Prasad Saha, a consultant physician at the hospital, shared that the Nepal Heart Foundation has begun the construction process for the facility. The project will be funded with a 2 billion rupee financial contribution from 2 Germany-based international NGOs, Nepal Med Germany and Rotary Club Qatar. Dr. Saha also mentioned that the OPD services has already started as of January 17th with two buildings constructed on public land provided by the municipality. Holi, one of the major festivals observed in Nepal, is being celebrated in the hilly regions of the country today. Also called Fagu Purnima, people celebrate the festival by smearing colorful powders and throwing colored water at each other. The festival has been observed as a celebration of the victory of truth over falsehood. The administration offices of all the three districts, Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur of the Kathmandu Valley, have urged everyone to celebrate Holi festival in a dignified and civilized manner. Assistant Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Anil Paudel, urged all to celebrate the festival in a peaceful and decent way. Issuing a notice, he urged all not to indulge in activities affecting the public peace and security. The notice calls on all not to throw colors and water-filled balloons and smearing colors without the consent of others while playing Holi. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel has expressed his belief that Fagu Purnima or Holi festival would contribute to further strengthening social harmony and national unity in the country. In a message of best wishes today on the occasion, he said that the festival helps the ethnic, linguistic and culturally diverse Nepali society maintain unity amidst diversity. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav, Speaker Devraj Khimire, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal have also issued separate statements extending their best wishes to all those celebrating the festival today. A 7-point Pokhara declaration issued at the 10th conference of the Inter-Legislature Forum, Nepal, was submitted to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Balwatar yesterday. The declaration emphasizes strengthening reciprocal relations among the three assemblies, particularly in context of drafting laws under the concurrent powers of the federal, provincial and local levels. It aims to accelerate the implementation of federalism and the constitution. The conference was held from December 16th to 18th last year in Pokhara Khaski, the capital of Gandaki province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Pakistan's army says it has freed more than 300 hostages from a passenger train seized by militants in Balochistan province on Tuesday. The military spokesperson said 33 militants were killed during the operation. The military continues its search operation in the area to rule out any remaining threats. According to the army's spokesperson, there were approximately 440 passengers on board the train when it was attacked. Helicopters and hundreds of troops were deployed to rescue the hostages. More than 100 passengers had been freed by yesterday morning. The hijacking lasted more than 30 hours. A spokesperson for the military said anyone involved in the attack would be brought to justice. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely to take place in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. According to meteorologist Govind Kumar Jha at the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the rainfall is a result of a combination of local winds coupled with partial influence of the westerly winds. With pre-monsoon activities already in play, rain with thunder and lightning is likely in the afternoon. It may be noted that the weather has remained cloudy in various parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, for the past few days. As a result, the country's air traffic has also been affected due to the adverse weather. According to the Trivandrum International Airport, domestic as well as international flights had to be put on hold in the sky for some time yesterday afternoon due to low visibility. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives approves proposal seeking consideration on bill related to promotion of good governance and public service delivery. 500-bed capacity cardiac and diabetes hospital to be constructed at Lahan in Siraha district. hilly region of the country celebrating Holi, the festival of colors today. District administration officers of Kathmandu Valley call for decent celebrations. And Pakistani army says 300 hostages freed from seized train. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.